Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Created for Connection, The Hold Me Tight Guide for Christian Couples by Dr. Krem. Sue Johnson and Kenneth Sandifer is a faith-integrated marriage resource built on the principles of emotionally focused therapy, or EFT. Rather than treating conflict as mainly a communication or problem-solving issue, the book frames most recurring fights as protests against emotional disconnection. Drawing on attachment theory, it explains how adult partners need a secure bond marked by accessibility, responsiveness, and engagement. This volume adapts the well-known Hold Me Tight approach for Christian couples by pairing the seven conversation structure with scripture-based reflection and an emphasis on spiritual motivation and practices. The aim is practical and relational, help spouses recognize their negative interaction patterns, risk vulnerable emotional sharing, and rebuild trust when it has been damaged. Written for couples who want a structured way to strengthen intimacy, the book can be used privately at home or alongside counseling and pastoral support. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, love as attachment and the need for a secure bond. A central topic is the book's attachment-based view of marriage. Johnson's EFT framework treats the longing for closeness as normal and deeply human, not as neediness to be corrected. When partners feel unsure of each other's emotional availability, everyday stressors can trigger intense reactions because the relationship itself feels at risk. The book therefore encourages couples to shift from judging surface behaviors to asking what the behavior is protecting: fear of rejection, fear of being unimportant, or fear of being left alone. In Christian framing, this pursuit of secure connection is not opposed to faith. Instead, the book invites couples to see committed love as compatible with a theology of covenant and care. The practical implication is that growth in marriage involves building repeated experiences of emotional safety, where each partner can reach and the other can respond. This lens helps couples interpret conflict in a new way, making room for compassion and reducing shame while they learn to connect more intentionally. Secondly, identifying and interrupting negative cycles or demon dialogues. Another key topic is how couples get stuck in repeating interaction patterns that escalate distress. The book popularizes the idea that the enemy is not the partner but the pattern, often described as demon dialogues. These cycles can look like blame followed by defensiveness, attack followed by withdrawal, or silence followed by pursuit, but the common feature is that both partners end up feeling alone and unsafe. The guidance focuses on slowing down the sequence so the couple can name what is happening in real time. Instead of debating who is right, partners learn to notice how each move invites the next move, and how the cycle blocks the reassurance both people actually want. The Christian adaptation adds reflective prompts that encourage humility, patience, and responsibility for one's part in the dance. By making the pattern visible and external, the book helps couples create a shared language for change and opens the door to new responses that restore calm and connection. Thirdly, The Seven Conversations is a step-by-step path to connection. Created for Connection is structured around seven pivotal conversations that guide couples from awareness to deeper bonding. The flow typically begins with recognizing the cycle and then moves toward accessing the softer emotions underneath anger or shutdown. As couples progress, the conversations emphasize emotional engagement, sharing fears, longings, and needs in a way the other partner can hear without feeling attacked. A hallmark in this process is the Hold Me Tight style dialogue, where partners explore what they fear most in the relationship and what reassurance they need most from each other. The book treats these conversations as learnable skills, supported by exercises and questions that make the work concrete. Importantly, the structure is not presented as a one-time fix, but as a repeatable pathway couples can return to when stress reactivates old patterns. The Christian perspective frames these conversations as part of faithful love, inviting spouses to practice truthful speech, compassion, and a commitment to pursue unity rather than distance. Fourthly, vulnerability and emotional responsiveness as the engine of intimacy. The book repeatedly stresses that lasting change requires vulnerability, not just better technique. Couples often try to solve problems while staying emotionally protected, which can keep the real question unanswered: are you there for me? EFT focuses on creating moments where one partner reaches with honest emotion and the other responds in a way that communicates care and priority. These moments gradually reshape trust because they provide new evidence that the relationship is a safe place. Created for Connection also acknowledges that vulnerability can feel risky, especially when partners have a history of misunderstanding or injury. The guidance, therefore, normalizes hesitation and encourages a pace that prioritizes safety. The Christian integration supports this emphasis by connecting vulnerability to humility and love in action and agent, and by encouraging couples to bring their relational struggles into prayerful reflection. The takeaway is that intimacy grows less from perfect words and more from consistent emotional responsiveness that answers fear with presence. Lastly, repair, forgiveness. and healing after deeply painful moments, a further important topic is what happens when couples hit severe injuries that continue to haunt the relationship. The book describes these as moments that become relational turning points, where one partner decides something like never again, and the bond becomes guarded. Rather than rushing past the hurt, the approach invites couples to revisit these injuries in a structured way that supports accountability, empathy, and emotional repair. The goal is not to minimize the impact, but to create a conversation where pain is acknowledged and the injured partner receives meaningful reassurance about safety going forward. In many marriages, this kind of repair is the difference between ongoing resentment and renewed closeness. The Christian orientation adds a layer of motivation around confession, repentance, and forgiveness, while still recognizing that forgiveness is not the same as denying harm. By combining emotional process with spiritual reflection, the book aims to help couples rebuild trust in a way that is relationally realistic and consistent with a faith-centered commitment to reconciliation. In conclusion, this book best fits Christian couples who want more than general advice about communication and conflict. It is especially useful for spouses who feel stuck in the same arguments, who sense emotional distance even when daily life seems functional, or who want a structured way to reconnect that also honors their faith. Couples can work through it on their own, but it also pairs well with counseling, pastoral guidance, or small group marriage support because the conversation framework is easy to discuss and practice. The practical benefits are clear. Partners learn to name their negative cycle, soften emotional reactivity, and ask directly for comfort and closeness. The intellectual benefit is a coherent model of love that connects attachment science to everyday marital dynamics, helping couples see why disconnection feels so threatening and why reassurance is so powerful. What makes Created for Connection stand out in its category is this dual focus. It keeps the evidence-based clarity of EFT and adds scripture-informed reflection without turning the work into vague inspiration. For readers who want relationship skills grounded in both psychology and Christian commitment, it offers a distinctive and workable path toward a more secure bond. If you would like to support Dr. Sue Johnson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.